Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Tito did a great job here as manager of this team. But Andy and I were chatting earlier, and we thought, you know, he did a really good job here. Is he the best manager? And I'm going to say not your favorite or anything like that. Did he do the best job of managing in your lifetime?
That's
and whatever your lifetime is, if somebody wants to call. You want to start? You want me to start?
No, you kind of rewrote it for me because you just said straight out best manager.
Yeah, it's not who your pal was. It's like, who do you think did the best job of, not best manager, who did the best job of managing this situation, whatever that situation was.
All right, so
for
I'll
instance,
give you,
Manny Acta is not getting my vote.
No, he didn't get mine either.
Do you
how do you want to do this?
Well, we can do a couple. When I started working in town, well, at the time, actually, it was Dave Garcia when I was in college and covering some games. And Dave was a very nice man. But I'm gonna say it was Doc Edwards who started when I started at Channel 43 back in the day. Doc was the manager.
Yeah.
The guy that I think did the best job with what he had to deal with here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Was Mike Hargrove.
Okay.
And that's nothing against Terry. That's nothing against Eric Wedge. It's nothing against Stephen Vogt. I think Grover had the most challenging situation. And before anybody says, well, he had Albert Bell and Sandy and Carlos and Kenny and Jim and Manny, I'll explain. But I think Grover did the best managing job that I've ever seen in this town since I've been working in town.
So I looked at it from a lifetime standpoint. So for me, you look back and you're trying to figure out
You're not going to drop Ken Aspromonte on me, are you?
No. Alvin Dark was the first manager while I was born. Okay. So, and to be honest with you, the first guy I truly remember was Frank Robinson. And so Frank Robinson, you know, obviously would be somebody in there. I just think, but the teams from that era, like, at some point, everything had to change. And there is, like, no question, as I look through this list of all the managers that are there, without a doubt, it's Mike Hargrove. Grover was there when those guys were young. He was with them in the minors.
He was there before they were there.
Yeah, and he also understood the city. He understood the town. I mean, think about not only him being a player here, but then coming back and having to manage. I think you and I have said this a zillion times. You know, he had guys that became extremely talented at the major league level while they were here. They didn't, you know, they all didn't start off extremely talented. They had to mature into it and they had to figure out how to get there. And at some point, when you think about, and think about the players that played for Mike and managing not only them as baseball players, but as egos, like,
That's a huge part of my thinking.
That generation of players, we all know, one, because for the first time for many of us, it was success that we had never seen before. And Grover got it. He understood it. He managed ego. He managed baseball. And he was there in a transitional time that we still benefit from right now. And that goes back all the way to 1991. So I could make the argument for some others in there. And Tito is probably second on that list. But Charlie Manuel's also in there for a little bit. And I still
Charlie did a nice job here.
Yeah, Charlie was fortunate enough to kind of ride the wave of what was kind of disintegrated after Mike left with that great group of players. I was respect, and have, you know, fond feelings for Charlie Manuel, but he's not even in the same ballpark as Grover, because Grover was there to make the transition.
Here. I would agree. Charlie did a great job in Philadelphia. I just got a text from somebody saying, you know, we screwed up Charlie, except he went to Philadelphia and he did a great job.
Oh, he did a great job there. Yeah. No, Charlie was on my list. I had him there. And in fact, I have Charlie behind Terry. Behind Tito on this thing?
Yeah, I would say Grover and then Terry Francona.
Yeah.
The one thing about Mike, he took over for John McNamara, and John was a veteran guy who was brought in to, you know, try to get this young crew going. And in 1991, when Grover took over, the guys had really just kind of started to surface on this team. And, you know, like Kenny Lofton wasn't here yet.
Right.
You know, Kenny wasn't on this team. And Mike had a team full of some really talented young guys who he brought along. Because, I mean, that year in 91, they won 57 ball games. Mm. I mean, that was awful. I mean, that's terrible. One other thing Mike had to deal with.
Yeah.
John Hart.
Yeah.
And though I think the world of John, and I think John did a great job as general manager, John wasn't Chris Antonetti.
No.
John wasn't Mark Shapiro, even though, you know,
Mark John, learned from him, though.
John brought those guys along. But John was front and center. He was the face of the organization. John was out selling it when it needed to be sold. You know, he's going to the Elks Club and meeting with, you know, with 35 people talking about the, you know, Cleveland Indians baseball and trying to get people on board. I won't call it friction, but there was a little bit of with John and Mike.
Why do you think John thought he could manage? Because he did 20
John
games
did manage.
For 19 games.
John was a minor league manager.
Yeah, and
it was third base coach of the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
Under Hank Peters,
right,
when Hank was there. And so I'm sure John thought he could manage. I don't think that he wanted to manage, but because John was the personality that he was, I'm sure John was a little more difficult to deal with than Chris Antonetti, who, you know, Tito dealt with here for most of his run. And I just think overall, Grover just did a phenomenal job and took this franchise from what we always knew it to be,
mm-hmm,
which was a struggling franchise,
mm-hmm,
and made sure that some really good young talent didn't get screwed up. And nurtured it and brought it along, and that's why, in my lifetime, and you know, you can go back further than that. You know, Alvin Dark, you know, he was a manager in my lifetime. Frank Robinson, everything else. Grover to me did just absolutely the best job, and that's no disrespect to what Terry Francona did here, because Terry had a different set of players and a different set of circumstances, and he did a great job with that. He really did. He did a great job here.
Yeah, I'm also.
But I think Grover just did some unbelievable things here that forever, and you said it, Andy, shaped the future of Cleveland baseball.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yeah, I still give, I mean, there's a part of me that saw Eric Wedge do some things that I don't think a lot of people can appreciate while he was behind the scenes.
He was a good guy.
Yeah, especially behind the scenes where he was, you know, he was an old school manager that was trying to do new school things. And I think sometimes they benefited from it at some points. But, it, you know, when it was all said and done, it's just Eric doesn't carry that same, I'm trying to think of the word, not Q score, but that same kind of
cachet
as all the other guys we've been talking
about. Love that word. Yeah. Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls. Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good.
Yeah, beautiful day in Northeast Ohio.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I'm going to say the whole Cincinnati-Cleveland baseball thing. Andy, I'm going to agree with literally everything you said. And I'm going to say it's probably an age thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I think probably guys, you know, 40-something and older are probably going to agree with everything you said. Meaning when we grew up, we never played each other ever. I mean, that never happened.
Never.
And I remember my dad, you know, we took summer trips down to Cincinnati, like you said, to watch the Big Red Machine. I mean, that was like fun to do, you know, it's like a little summer getaway, you know, and see Pete Rose and Johnny Bench and all those guys like you named. I mean, you're right. It was like the other team you're allowed to root for, and you didn't have to feel guilty about it. So,
right. That's a good point.
Even in 90, when they won the World Series, when they swept the Bruce Brothers, I was elated for him. I was happy, you know, and my buddy went to UC back then. He was actually doing an internship with him and maybe snuck me into a game, you know.
That's a ding. That's a ding.
Yeah, snuck me into one of the World Series games. Yeah. I think I was supposed to have sold beer, but somehow I never quite found the rack. So, but anyway, no, I mean, I root for the Reds even to this day because of that. So, yeah, I don't see a rivalry. To me, it's not a rivalry. I know, you know, my boys don't really, they're not as much into the Reds because we play them. So to them, they're like, oh, wait, we play them, guys. We shouldn't be rooting for them. So I think it's maybe an age thing, and that's my take on it. But then,
and Terry Francona being there doesn't make it a rivalry either, does it?
Absolutely not. No. That means that's not even a blip to me. Doesn't matter to me.
Agreed with you.
And Jeff, I'm agree 100% what you said about Hargrove. He's my vote for best manager in my lifetime. I mean, if it weren't for Senior Smoke blowing it, we'd be talking World Series winner. But he had two World Series and three playoff appearances on top of that. And let's not forget, remember, when he was doing it with our guys, the Yankees were quite a force in the 90s as well as us. So yeah, that was a huge rival. I mean, that was, look at that Yankees team we went up against every year in the 90s. Come on. I mean, to me, you're right. Hargrove did the best of what he had. And if John Hart would have just gotten that guy one more pitcher, I swear we could have won it. But whatever it was, John Hart just never wanted pitching in Cleveland. He thought we could out-hit everybody. But it is what it is. Those were great years. I have tons of wonderful memories of being in the stadium in the 90s. And, yeah, Hargrove is my number one manager in my book.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
Justin is in Macedonia, home of the Nordonia Knights. What's up, Justin? Justin, you with us? Nope, Justin just hung up.
Mm.
There you go.
A little stage fright.
I guess so. Chuck's in Lyndhurst. Hi, Chuck. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. Hey. I guess my vote would go to Alvin Dark. He was a player's coach. The fans loved him, and he was an asset to the community. I'll sit back and listen.
All right, Chuck. Thank you very much. Apparently winning didn't have anything to do with Chuck's vote.
No,
Alvin did a great job. He was a good manager. But
is that Chuck Dark, by the way?
Wow, that was not nice.
Well, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. He was 266 and 321.
Well, but he had terrible teams.
Yeah.
You know, this goes back to me thinking baseball, you can only do with what you have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree.
Alvin Dark had good pitching on those teams back in the day. Louis Tiant, Sam McDowell, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, that worked out pretty well.
They wore the vest, man. I love
Sonny
the vest.
Siebert.
Right?
Oh, yeah, the red vest?
Yeah.
Yeah, those were sweet. I thought those were really sweet.
That's about all I got. I have visions of baseball cards from those guys. That's about it.
It's interesting to me how we've had two managers that have had pretty good runs here, too, as far as, like, tenure. And success obviously leads to that. Grover, Tito, with some guys in between who you thought were pretty good. I agree with you. I thought Eric Wedge did a pretty good job in the early 2000s, and they had some success. I'm surprised Eric hasn't gone on to a longer major league managerial career.
Well, I mean, he was in Seattle for a while there. Then he was went back to Wichita State, went through some issues there. And I think he started managing again this year. I think he's back in college baseball.
Well, I like that. I'm surprised the Major League Baseball didn't really click with him, if you want to know the truth. Because I thought he did a nice job.
He was old school. Like, I can tell you, like, when he first started, you know, you would expect, like, I don't know, he just had an old school mentality where he wasn't afraid to yell at guys, and he didn't care what their contract number was either. He wasn't scared to get into a team's face, even early in the season. Because he knew what the tone was, he knew what things were going to be. I don't know. He's the kind of guy you'd want to play for. I think if you were, like, I don't know that he definitely was a player's manager, but he was he coveted the game, respect the game. You know, it was about he held the game close to his heart. I think that's the way to put it.
You know, Charlie Manuel used to live in Winter Haven, Florida, where the team trained for a long time.
Yeah.
You know how I know that for sure? Because of the return address on the Christmas cards.
Oh, wow,
that
really?
Charlie used to send to members of the media when he was manager here. I got it one is. Of those when I went out to my mailbox, and I'm like, what? Charlie sent us Christmas cards.
It is hard to say something mean when you know a person's nice.
Oh, Charlie's a great, well, Charlie's
right?
A great guy.
Isn't that true, though?
Oh, without question.
Charlie, seriously, if you ever had a second to sit down and talk with Charlie, and I thought this was true with Eddie Murray, too, it was like walking onto the set of ESPN Classic and listening to someone tell you the story. And you didn't need the video because they could paint the picture. Both those guys could.
I had a thought about this big rivalry. Who are the best players who played for both teams?
I got
best players who played for both teams. It's the Guardians and the Reds tonight, folks, and we're getting pumped up for it. There's a little trivia about this. Perhaps the two best players who ever played for both of these franchises were high school teammates. It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps. Baskin just looked at me like, huh?
Huh?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.